at the beginning of the parak that the Gemara puts chelik, parak chelik, at the end of Sanhedrin, because it's following on the last prakim of Sanhedrin. The last prakim have been presenting all the people who are chayiv, misa, and dini adam. Right, it goes, Elohein HaNetzrafim, Elohein HaNeragim, Elohein HaNechnakim. So now, after Elohein HaNechnakim, the Misa Spidei Adam, so now the Gemara is telling us, the Elu She'en Lehem Chelek Olam Haba. It's telling us who are the people who get this Onesh Bidei Shemayim. And the Rambam points out, in Teresh Mishnayis, in his Akdamah, to Perek Chelek, that this isn't just Nogeya, a person, what's going to happen to a person after Misa, it's also very significant for halacha l'maisa, because the Rambam writes that everyone who doesn't get a chelek l'olam haba, so it's not just that he gets this terrible punishment, but he's bechlal and olam haza, he's also, he's not considered to be a part of Klal Yisrael. But everyone who loses the chelek is considered for almost all dinim like a guy, right? The Rambam says his shechita has a din of the shechita of a guy, there's no avelus for him like a guy, there's a din of meritim v'lo ma'ilim, and come out all dinim, his halacha is the same din as a guy. I'd just like to discuss tonight the first group of people in the Mishnah that we're told doesn't have a chelek l'olam haba. The Mishnah starts off, Kol Yisrael yesh lehem chelek l'olam haba, shenem avam chukum tzadikim, l'olam yeshu aretz, leitz matay maise yod el isbar. It says, Ve'elu she'en lehem chelek l'olam haba, ha'omer ein tchiyas ha'meisa min atayr. The first one is someone who says there's no tchiyas ha'meisa. And the Tanakhama, there's three people here, Ha'om Ein Tchiyas HaMeisim and Atayra, Ein Torah Mishanayim and Afikaris. Those are the three people who don't get a Chelek L'olam Haba, and the first one is someone who denies there being an Olam Haba. He says, Ein Tchiyas HaMeisim and Atayra. It's interesting, the Yerushalmi points out in Halacha Beis and Parak Chelek, that when all the people mentioned and the Mishnayis here don't get a chelek l'olam haba, the Yerushalmi says it's going kiseder, that the most chomer aveir, the most chomer chatam that a person loses olam haba for, that's what's mentioned first. And the Marsha makes the point here that we see that the first thing mentioned of everyone who doesn't have chelek l'olam haba, the first group are the people who say ein tchiyas ha'meisim min atayra. The Marsha says there's something about this that's either the most chomer or the most yisodah stick of all the people who lose their chelek in olam haba. So the Gemara says, why is this? Why is it that all chatam, a person gets olam haba, however chomer it is, but this group does not get olam haba? So the Gemara says, in the beginning of the Gemara, it says, V'kol kach lama, tanahu kafir v'tchiyas ha'meisim, v'tichach lo yielo chelek v'tchiyas ha'meisim. He was kofar, he says, there's no tchiyas ha'meisim. The Rishonim explained that means that he's saying there's no olam haba. The olam haba is the world after tchiyas ha'meisim, so he's denying that there's an olam haba b'chlal. It says, why is this so chamer? He says, he was kofar in it. He's not going to get a chelek in it. He says, shekol mizoser shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu mida k'neged mida. We have to understand, what's the Gemara trying to say? Right? The Gemara wants to understand, why is this so chamer? The Gemara understands that there's always averos, they don't get such chomer to kechet, and this has a punishment that's beyond everything else. And the Gemara's teretz is a little bit hard to understand. Right? If you look at the Gemara superficially, it's saying, well, you don't believe in it, you say it's not going to be, we're not going to give it to you. Right? It sounds almost spiteful a little bit. Like, what's going on here? And the Gemara says, it's mida k'neged mida. If you only said Mida connected Mida, like the Mitzrayim, they were killing Klal Yisrael in mind, they were punished in mind. I understand there's such an inner of Mida connected Mida, but how is it that changes the whole chumras of the chet? That somehow this is above and beyond every chet in the Torah. Because he's kaifer in it, he doesn't get it. So I think to try to understand this, you have to see that this svara that the Gemara is saying here is really already found in Torah Shabbat Chsav. I think if we look at it, we'll understand much better what the svara of the Gemara is. I just have to preface by saying that B'chal and Torah Shabbat Chsav, you never find the Feirish discuss the Inyanim of Olam Haba. Right? The Pasuk never tells us that the Feirish is an Olam Haba. We find something very interesting that throughout Chazal, you find that the Inyan of Olam Haba is Merumis in the Torah by Yerushas Ha'aretz. It's a very interesting thing. You find already, you notice it right at the beginning of the Mishnah. It says, how do you know that everyone has Olam Haba? So, of course, this pasuk. That's the pasuk for Amchukum. Tzadikim la'olam yeshu aret. Everyone has olam haba because the pasuk says everyone is yorish the aret. For some reason, being yorish eretz yisrael is seen by Chazal as being synonymous with getting a chelik in olam haba. As bechal, the whole lashon chelik. You get a chelik la'olam haba, right? It's very funny. You mean to say you get this great schar, lasid lavo. What do we call it? A chelik. It's a funny lashon. And the idea seems to be that a chelik is a chelik in the Aretz, right? In Eretz Yisrael, every year got a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Now you find there's a Mishnah in Kedushin on Daf Lamed Tes. The Mishnah tells us that anyone who has one more mitzvah over their Averos, so it says he's no chelik the Aretz. That's the lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah itself doesn't explain, but they're showing him right. Rashi and the Rambam and all the Mepharshim explain that no chelik the Aretz means they get olam haba. Right, and we'll just point out, you see this more, you know, in the Gemara, the whole makor for Olam Haba, one of the main makoros that the Gemara gives for Olam Haba, they find on Tzadi Amud Beis, the Gemara says, for instance, starts the last thin line, and the last of the narrow lines, it says, "Minayin l'tchiyas ha-meisim na-tayra, shenemar v'gam ha-kimosias brisi itam l'seis l'hem eretz kana." Hashem says, "I'm going to give the avos eretz yisrael." Lechem lo namer, elo lehem. It says I'm going to give the other Eretz Yisrael. So how could that be? So it says we cannot tchias hameisim in atayra. Right, so gufo, what's the remez for tchias hameisim? The remez for tchias hameisim is I'm going to give you the aretz. But it's not just that it happens to be. The one place we see tchias hameisim is that how are the avos going to get Eretz Yisrael? Must be they're going to come alive. They'll get Eretz Yisrael then. But it's much more than that. It's telling us this is the remez for tchias hameisim in atayra is being given Eretz Yisrael. Somehow there's a shaykhis for being given Eretz Yisrael and getting a chelik l'olam haba. Now, this you can understand, it's more than just symbolic. The Gemara says in Ksuvis, Kufir Aleph, the Gemara says, Gemara Dashin from a pasuk, that kol ha-mahalik dalar amos Eretz Yisrael muvtach sheyesh lo chelik l'olam haba. That somehow, whatever it means, that by living in Eretz Yisrael, that gives a person a shaykhis to olam haba. Somehow in olam haza, there's some bechina of Olam Haba in Eretz Yisrael. Right? The Gemara also says there that Tchiyas HaMeisim only happens in Eretz Yisrael. Right? That people who are buried in Chutzlars, the Gemara says they can't get Tchiyas HaMeisim in Chutzlars. They have to roll through these tunnels to Eretz Yisrael, and then in Eretz Yisrael there's going to be Tchiyas HaMeisim. Right? So for some reason, we're not going to explain it fully tonight, but Eretz Yisrael is always the remez in the Torah for Olam Haba. It's actually Bechlal, the Torah doesn't talk about Olam Haba, but when it talks about Tzchar, it's always saying, if you do the mitzvahs, you'll get to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Right? You'll get the payers of Eretz Yisrael. And the emes is, it's, for whatever reason, it's not saying for payers, but it's saying merames, this inyan, that inyan of getting Olam Haba is this inyan that of being Yorish Eretz Yisrael. And we'll see, the basic idea will be that somehow the tov, Olam Haba is the ultimate tov, the ultimate reward Hashem wants to give us. And on some level, for some reason, Eretz Yisrael has that bechina. That the tov of Hashem is that he promises is Eretz Yisrael. So we find a very interesting thing. We find the Parsha Shlach. We manage to find Kimat Svara that we're being told here. You know, the Meraglim. Right, so what was the chet? The chet was they said, we don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. Right, Hashem said this is an Eretz. It's taiva. You should trust me. The Meraglim, they want to see themselves. Klal Yisrael wants to go, checks it out, and we don't want it. Right, we'd rather. They said it's better for us to die in the mitzvah than to go into Eretz Yisrael. It's very interesting. So what was that chet? They were goofy saying, we don't want. You're saying Eretz Yisrael is a tova that we're being promised. We don't want that. Right, and that's very interesting. Rabbi Kiva says on Daf Kofches, in the next Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva says that the Dor HaMidbar doesn't get a chelik in Olam Haba because of the Chet HaMeraglim. It says that by the Meraglim, Hashem says to them, it says, "Bamidbar Hazeh Yamusu V'Sham Yitomu." So from the double Lashon, it says, you're going to die in the Midbar, you're not going to come to Eretz Yisrael, and you're not going to get Olam Haba. Right, so we find something very interesting in the Lashon of the Pasuk there. Why they're not getting Eretz Yisrael, right? Klal Yisrael has already done a number of chatam before this point, but this chet, when they say, we don't want Eretz Yisrael, then Hashem says, you're not getting it. You're not getting Olam Haba, you're not coming to Eretz Yisrael. So the Pasuk uses a very interesting Lashon. The Pasuk says, Hashem says, Chai Hashem, kasher dibartem ba'aznai kein asel lachem. Just like you said to me, that's what I'm going to do to you. Just what you said to me, what you said, that we don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael, we're going to die in the Midbar, that's what I'm going to do to you. You're going to die in the Midbar, you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Right? So it's an amazing thing. It's the exact same lashon, kamat, of what our Gemara is saying. Right? The story is, who kafir v'tchias ha-meisim l'fichach chlo yelach amchelet. Same Svar Hashem thing. You don't want Eretz Yisrael, you don't want my Tov, you don't want Olam Haba, you're not going to get it. That's the one thing you can't get it. You do all the Chatam, you can get it. But you say you don't want it, you don't have a moon in my Tov, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you can't get it. And the basic idea, I think, is Pashat, that the Ramchal explains, right, Pashat, that the whole tachlis of the world being created was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be made there. Right? Hashem wants to be made there. There's nothing selfish in Hashem creating the world. Everything Hashem did was for our tachlis, to give us Tov. Right? And the ultimate tachlis of giving us this Tov is Olam Haba. And that was it. And in this world, some remez, some embodiment of that is in giving us Eretz Yisrael. The Meila, what does a person have to do? Right? Hashem wants to give to us. But the one thing a person's avoda is to do is to appreciate it, right? Hashem wants to have a relationship with us. He wants to give it to us. But what he wants, the one thing we have to have is that we're a makar, that the Tov comes from you, that we in ourselves choose to be makar, that yes, Hashem is a maitiv. And that is either what allows HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be maitiv to us. And this is b'chlal, something you see again and again. It's not just the Dar HaMidbar. It's b'chlal, you find that not wanting Eretz Yisrael, that's exactly the chet that makes us not get Eretz Yisrael. You find in Tehillim, the Pasuk says about the Meraglim, it's recounting the whole story of the Dar HaMidbar, so the Pasuk says in Kapitel Kofav, Vayim Asu be'Eretz Chemda, that the Dar HaMidbar, they rejected the Eretz Chemda, right? The Eretz Chemda is Eretz Yisrael, meaning Chemda, meaning the desirous land, meaning the land you should have desired, or you should want, and you rejected it. So therefore, what did Hashem do? V'yisa yadu lehem la'pil osam ba'midbar, he's going to kill them, u'lahapil, la'hapil zaram ba'gayim, u'lazarosam ba'rasos. He says, because of that chet, Hashem's going to scatter your descendants among the gayim. And Rashi says in that pasuk, the pshat is that it's not just the dar midbar, it's bechlal, the chet that we get galus for, to leave Eretz Yisrael, is by being mo'es in Eretz Chemda. Not wanting the Tov of Hashem, not having a desire for it. You find the same thing. You find in Malachim Beis, Parakid Zayin, the pasuk says that the Seret Hashvatim are leaving going into Galus from Melech Asher. So the pasuk is explaining why they're going into Galus. So one of the things the pasuk says is V'yichapu Dvarim Asher Lo Kein Al Hashem. They said things that weren't true about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Medrash Tanchuma says, this is in the Tanchuma in the Chukosai Os Beis, says, they said things that weren't true about Hashem. They said Hashem's an achzar, right? Hashem doesn't want to give us Tov. They don't believe in this whole idea that Hashem wants to give them Tov. Hashem became an achzar on them. And Hashem sends them out from Eretz Yisrael. But they get Golus Kufa because since they see Hashem that way, they don't look at Hashem as a source of Tov, the Mela they're thrown out. Right, it's very interesting. Kuzari says, the very end of the Kuzari writes that what do we have to do to get back Eretz Yisrael? So he says, at the very end, he says, the pasuk says in Tehillim, says the Ata Sakum to Rachim Tzion Ki Eis Lechanana Kiva Moed. Says the time has come for you to bring us back to Tzion. Why? Ki Ratzu Avadeches Avaneha. Because we want Avaneha. We mamash have a sheifa, a longing for Eretz Yisrael. But the verse, the person has, sees his Tovin coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sees everything that Tava, that Hashem is the source of that Tava, he has a desire to come close to that Tava, being in Eretz Yisrael gives a person a shaykhus to that, he has a desire for a kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that kufa, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do it. So we find a very interesting thing we can understand according to this, right, that the chet of the Dharm of the Meraglim, So it's very interesting. Chazal, Taisha the Chet is being the Chet of Lashon Hara. Right? It says, the first Rashi brings in Shlach, that Parsha Shlach comes immediately after the Chet of Miriam. Now the Chet of Miriam saying Lashon Hara on Moshe. So Rashi brings in Chazal, that the Chet of Meraglim was that they didn't learn from Miriam. That's the Chet they said Lashon Hara on Eretz Yisrael. It's a very interesting thing. You know, it's always something that always seems a little bit peculiar. What do you mean? Why is that the Chet of Meraglim? The Chet of Meraglim is Lashon Hara. You know, Eretz Yisrael feels so bad. People are saying not nice things about it. Or it's the cover of Eretz Yisrael. It's very that's Lashon Hara. That's type stuff. It's like the Chet of Lashon Hara Klal Yisrael did. They didn't learn from Miriam. They did this Chet of Lashon Hara. It's a very interesting thing. The Zohar Kadosh writes, this is in Chelek Gimel, that Kuf Samach Aleph, the Zohar Kadosh Gufa writes that someone saying Lashon Hara on Eretz Yisrael is saying Lashon Hara on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the basic idea we'll see is that the Lashon Hara is saying that they're not looking at Hashem as a maker. Let's see, what's Lashon Hara all about? So we find something very interesting. It says in the beginning of Perek Nun Gimel in Pirkei Rav Elazar, the Medrash says that a Baal Lashon Hara doesn't get a Chelek in Olam Haba. It's actually from a Pasuk, a Baal Lashon Hara does not get a Chelek in Olam Haba. And this also brought up by the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, in addition to the groups mentioned in our Perek, he, based on this Medrash, he says that another person doesn't get a Chelek in Olam Haba, it's a Baal Lashon Hara. Google the Sketch of the Meraglim doesn't get a Chelek in Olam Haba. But how come? So the Rambam says something very interesting. In the end of Hilchos Tzaraas, the very end of Hilchos Tzaraas, the Rambam says, why is Lashon Hara so chamer, right? Lashon Hara connected kulam. Why is this mamash such an incredibly chamer chet? So the Rambam says, because someone speaks Lashon Hara on people, in the end, he says he's going to come to speak Lashon Hara on a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Right? You find the same thing is also in Shai Tshuva. In the discussion of El Shein Lehem Chelek Olam Haba, you also get the same hesbri. He says, Lashon Hara, it says in Erchin already, it's Erchin Tetzvav, it says Kiwi is Kafir Be'ikr, and Rabbi Yon explains, because saying Lashon Hara, the ultimate Lashon Hara is, if someone sees Ra in people, all of his relationships, he looks at everyone as being evil, he doesn't see the good in people, he's also not going to see the good in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it says here, Miriam, the parish of Miriam is right before Shlach, because they didn't learn from Miriam, right? Miriam looked at Moshe and didn't see the good in types of Moshe in a bad way, tries to look at him in a negative light. Goofer, from that, what happens? Klal Yisrael, they look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a bad way. They look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's everything Hashem's doing is just to give them a Tov, which is giving them Eretz Yisrael, and they look at it and say, we don't want it. And it's a pelvic thing that we find that the Pirkei Rav Elazar brings a riot to this, that Baal Lashon Hara doesn't get a Chelek, says from the Nachash HaKadmoni, that the Nachash HaKadmoni spoke Lashon Hara on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he doesn't get a chelak. Right? It says, so Nachash, it says Nachash is cursed. It says, V'chalt, V'afer tochel kol yimei chayecha. And for a reason we won't get into now, but the Medrash dashes from that they're always going to have this connection to Afer, they never, doesn't get a chelak on Hapa. It's very interesting. It learns out that there's no Lashon Hara for, a Baal Lashon Hara from the Nachash. Right? Because what was the Nachash's Lashon Hara? So the Medrash Rabbah says in the parasha of the Nachash, the Medrash Rabbah says that he was the first Baal Lashon Hara. And what does he say? The Medrash says that Lashon Hara was, he told Chava, he says, Lo most to Musa. You think Hashem's telling you, don't even eat the das because you're going to die, right? For your good, right? Hashem wants to, you know, Hashem's worried for you. Don't eat on this tree, it's going to kill you. No, that's not why Hashem's doing it. It's not for your good. Nachash said, "Tiyodeya Elokim ki biyoma cholchem imenu, la yisem ki Elokim yoydei toivera." If you eat from the Eitz Hadas, you're going to be ki Elokim yoydei toivera. The Medrash says, "Kol umun sone bnei umnasa." Right? Every professional, every person umun hates his competition. Hashem doesn't want your competition. It's not for your good. It's not that he wants you to live. It's because Hashem knows if you eat from, you're going to be yisem ki Elokim. You know, he's going to have competition here. So that's what it is. It's saying that the mitzvahs are what? It's not for your good. It's evil intentions, right? Instead of seeing the tov in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you makar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything he's doing is a tachas hatov, he's trying to see ra. And that's the first Lashon Hara. The Rebbe Rav Nachum Lansky pointed out that, whenever something, the first time a concept is presented in the Torah, that's always the shayrish of that concept. Right? So we find Lashon Hara, the first Lashon Hara is the Lashon Hara of the Nachash. That's the ultimate Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is seeing evil in people and seeing evil in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyach. So that explains something very interesting. Parsha Shlach, we find later on, we find this in Tzadi Tess, that the whole parsha of Elam Chelk Om Hava, it's not just coming from Sfar. So Gemara says in Tzadi Tess that the whole Indian of who doesn't have Chelk Om Hava is all being learnt out from a Pasuk in Parsha Shlach. Right, the Pasuk says in Parsha Shlach, it discusses people who are Chayiv Chatas, and then it says, Ba'osu B'yad Rama, someone who doesn't do B'shogig, but he's over B'yad Rama, Mamish, with pride, not out of any sort of taiva, says, Et Hashem hu megade, he's cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'nichrusta ha-nefesh he me'ameha, V'ar Hashem bazo, mitvasa hefer, he cursed, he cursed Havonava. We'll see this in the Gemara, it's already the next Sama, we'll see it later. That's the whole makar for Eil Shein Leim Chelek Olam Haba. The Gemara Darshan, it's already on Amud Beis, it says, he cursed Havonava. It's the only time the Torah says a double lasha of Karis. It says, Hikaris Me'olam Hazeh, Tikaris Olam Hava. And normally Karis is not from Olam Hava. It's from Chaim in this world or something else. So it has some effect on in the future, but it doesn't cut you off from Olam Hava. Karis Tikaris means these people who are Osa B'yad Ramas Hashem Hu Magadi, they get no Chayla. So we find the Pelot HaKazach, Gufa this Parsha, the whole Makar, is Gufa in Parsha Shlach. I mean, Gufa this Indian, of not seeing Hashem as a Maker. Because what's the whole Yisoid? It says, someone does B'yad Rama as Hashem Hu Megadeh. What's he doing? He's cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean, to curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Ran says, this in Sanhedrin Samach Aleph, and the Sugya of Zoveach Lahaches. The Ran says a very important comment. He says that what it means to curse Hashem is that it's not that a person doesn't believe in Hashem. It's not that there's no such thing. He thinks there's no such thing. It's that he's cursing. Cursing means you see that person as an enemy. I mean, you're my enemy. I want bad to happen to you. You're out to get me. So a person who's Mekala Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's that he's Megadeth to be Mekala Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's saying, Hashem is my enemy. Right? I don't think you are here for Tov. I don't think that the only thing Hashem created the world for, the whole tachlis, is to be mated. He says, no, it's my Hashem Ki'ilu, his enemy, and he wants to curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that person is Karis to Karis. He can't have a shaykhus to this chayr. Right? You see this also in Rabbeinu Yonah points this out in Shai Shuvah. This is in Shai Gimel, Os Kufn and Tess. Rabbeinu Yonah has a whole discussion of El Shein and Chayel Kolom Hava, and he says one of the groups he says that doesn't get Olam Hava, he says, is based on the pasuk. It says in the end of Eschanan, it says, Umeshalem l'sonav el panav lahavido. It says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he pays back his sonim el panav, and he pays them back in Olam Hazeh lahavido, because that'll explain means to destroy him from Olam Hava. But the words of Hashem do, he doesn't want them to get, they have schar for some mitzvahs, he doesn't want them to have Olam Hava, so he pays them back in this world. So Rabbi Yonah says, who does he do that to? So the pasuk calls these people sonav. Rabbi Yonah calls them the caste of Oyvei Hashem, the people who are enemies of Hashem. Meaning people who hate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They see Hashem as an enemy, so those people don't get a chelek l'olam haba. Right, so that's the whole yisoid of what our Gemara is telling here. This is the most yisoidistic person who doesn't get olam haba. Who kafir bo, l'fichach lo yelech chelek bo. He doesn't see Hashem as a native. He can't have a shaykhus. That's why we see what gives a person a shaykhus to Olam Haba. Right? If a person wants to be muftach, he's going to get a chelek Olam Haba. The way to do that is gufa, by being makir Hashem as the native. You find this interesting Gemara in Brachos Daf Dalet. The Gemara says, Kol ha'omer Tehila l'David Shalosh panim v'yom muftach. Right? Some say Tehila David is Ashrei, he says it 3 times a day, he's going to be Muftach, he's going to get Olam Haba. So why is this? What's this all about? Like, why What does that mean? Why should bedaka that parak? So the heads are according to what we're saying is very clear. The whole theme of that parak of Ashrei is again and again saying that all of Hashem's ratzon is tov. Right? It's repeated again and again in Ashrei. It says toif Hashem lakol v'rachem of al kol masa. Right? Hashem is tov to everything. Right? Tzadik Hashem v'chol v'rachem v'chassid v'chol masa. V'chol masa. Everything Hashem does is tov. You look in Ashrei, it says, as I counted, 15 times it says the word kol. It's like that everything Hashem does is toy. But an idea is because the whole yisoid of Olam Haba is to be able to make that everything Hashem's doing is only to be made. There's nothing Hashem's doing to get us, right? Nothing Hashem's doing for his own needs. Everything is just toy. Everything, I mean, even the things that seem to us don't seem to us good, right? Toy Hashem will call it, right? Everything, even if Hashem doesn't seem to our eyes, it wouldn't look like Hashem's doing toy. Everything Hashem's doing is toy. So that's the yisoid to be muftach, they have a chelik Olam Haba. We find a very similar Gemara, we find in Brachos Mem Aleph. The Gemara says there that Kol HaMavarech al Kol Smalei Nochu B'Shtei Olamos. So Olam Hazev Olam Haba. Anyone who, when he benches, holds, or benches over a full cup up to the tap, he's going to be Nochu both Olamos. So the idea, why is this? It seems to be the same idea that what's he doing? He's doing the Varech Hashem with a full coat. What does it mean to think Hashem with a full coast? That the symbolism of a coast we find in Tehillim. It says in Tehillim Tetzayin, it says, Hashem menas chelki v'gorali, Hashem menas chelki v'kosi atah tomech gorali. It says about Hashem, he says, he's my portion and my coast. Menas chelki v'kosi. The portion Hashem gives us in this world is called the coast that Hashem's giving us. Who said you're mevarech Hashem with a full coast is saying you're being makir everything that happens is with tov. Like the Gemara there dashes from the pasuk that says to Naphtali, and the brachos of Naphtali, the pasuk says that Naphtali is far rason umalei birchas Hashem yam v'darim yirasha. Someone who is full, Naphtali, who is full of birchas Hashem, mamish malei meaning is totally full. Everything he sees is birchas Hashem. For everything, so Yam V'Darim Yerasha. He's going to be Yorish Yam V'Darim, which Chazal explained it for different reasons, is being Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. So Gufo, that's how to get Tov. Let's be Makir. The person wants Olam Haba to be Makir and Olam Hazeh. Everything that happens, nothing is Ra. Everything Hashem's doing, Kol Manta Avar Drachman Ultav Avar. Right, that's really what the Lashon Hara of the Meraglim was. So it was the Lashon Hara. The one thing you find with Feirish, when the Meraglim say Lashon Hara, so the Pasuk says that, V'hotziu esdibas ha'aretz, and they said the aretz asher taru ba, eretz ocheles yoshveh. And the one thing the Torah says with Feirish and the Meraglim saying Lashon Hara, is they call Eretz Yisrael, eretz ocheles yoshveh. And it eats its inhabitants, right? That wherever they went, they saw people dying. Right, so what was this, the Lashon Hara? Lashon Hara Gufa was on this point, that they weren't being makir the Torah of Hashem. Why was everyone dying? It's everywhere they went, they saw Leviathan. So the Gemara says in Sota Daf Lamed Hey, that Gufa and when Hashem was being mativ to them, they were makir Hashem. Says that why was everyone dying? So Hashem was making everyone die, Gufa, so the Meraglim wouldn't get caught. Right? No one should start up the Meraglim. So Hashem made it that all the Gedolim in Israel would die. All the chashuv ga'im there, and everyone went to the levayas. So Gufa Hashem was coming to be mated, and Gufa Lashon Hara was, they learned it up wrong. They saw it as being something against them. And there's an interesting hafla. The hafla is the Sefer on Chumash, the Panim Yafos. So the hafla explains that there's something more to the Lashon Hara here, right? It's interesting. This is the Lashon Hara. It's a little funny. The Lashon Hara. It's something that was l'chora completely a misunderstanding. Right? They're seeing Eretz Yisrael as an Eretz Ocheles Yoshveh, and really, it was a total mistake. Right? It's just, that wasn't why they were dying. L'chora, it makes sense, it should be something, l'chora, some reason why, but Daska, this is what happened. This is what gave them the Pesach to see something bad in Eretz Yisrael. So the Hafla explains that there really is a Bechin in Eretz Yisrael, that it's Eretz Ocheles Yoshveh. It wasn't Stam. He quotes that there's a Sifra. The Sifra writes in Kedosha on the on the pasuk v'lo sakia aretz etchem, that the land shouldn't spit you out. So the Sifra says that Eretz Yisrael ena kishar aratzos, that Eretz Yisrael ainu mekayim misha over ala mitzvos. That Eretz Yisrael isn't mekayim. Someone who doesn't keep the Torah, Eretz Yisrael isn't mekayim them. Some notion like that. If they don't keep the Torah, the land would spit them out. And bechlal, Eretz Yisrael has that bechina. Right? We find in Rosh Hashanah Daf Ches. The Gemara quotes the pasuk: "Eini Hashem lo kecha ba mereish shana v'ad acher shana." So the Gemara says there that "Eini Hashem lo kecha" means the eyes of Hashem are in Eretz Yisrael. So it says the eyes of Hashem being in it are talking that there's a midas hadin there. Right? The Gemara is darshing there that we see that Rosh Hashanah is the day of din. But it says from "Eini Hashem lo kecha" that Hashem's eyes are closer to Eretz Yisrael. That Hashem is than more in Eretz Yisrael. There's more in midas hadin. As the Ramban points out in Parashat Kedoshim, we find the whole story when the Kusim came to Eretz Yisrael, so it says the lions started eating them up. And they were told, the Kohanim told them, they're eating you up because you're not having Yiras Hashem. Right? And it says the Kohanim taught them Yiras Hashem, and the lions stopped eating them. So Ramban explains it's because when they were in Chutz La'aretz, the Kusim were taken to Eretz Yisrael from Chutz La'aretz, so they didn't have to have such Yiras Hashem. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's not a stam art. It's a mitzvah of din that in Eretz Yisrael a person has to act in a different way. So mitzvah was the art. It's really a very deep level of lashon hara going on here. That flaw explains when they were coming into Eretz Yisrael, this is really the beginning of them coming into Eretz Yisrael. The meraglim were coming in is really the beginning. Klal Yisrael is coming into Eretz Yisrael. So mitzvah Eretz Yisrael is already starting this mitzvah, getting this kedusha that it's not going to be sovol chotem. So Mimela, they taka sees Eretz Ochel Et Yoshveh, the Canaan taka started dying. And they taka saw this. And they taka saw this is something that taka scared them about Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't just a misunderstanding. They understood. You come to Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah of din, it's going to be Omshim. And Bechlal, this is something in Klal Yisrael, it's not just Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael Bechlal has a greater mitzvah of din. Anything closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a greater mitzvah of din. And Dir Lashon Hara was saying, who wants this, right? Who wants this chelak? Who wants all the Mabel? Who wants to be Hashem's Am and get Eretz Yisrael? It's coming with it's Eretz Ochel Et Yoshveh. And the answer is, Avada, the answer is that Gufa, why is Hashem giving more Omshim to Klal Yisrael? Every owner they have with the Klal Yisrael, the Avada is to be makir all for Taiva, right? Because what's the tachlis? The ultimate tachlis is to get Olam Haba, and that's being given to Klal Yisrael. Mila, everything that looks to us as something bad, the souls having a muna in Olam Haba, meaning not being kaifer in Olam Haba, the soul is being makra, that everything Hashem's doing is l'tayf. So that's why this is coming as the first group of people that don't have chelek Olam Haba. That they're not makra, Hashem is the maker. They're not makar that everything happens in this world is l'tayf. If someone doesn't believe in Olam Haba, so he sees a world, he sees things are going on wrong in the world, terrible, life's very difficult, and then it ends, and he doesn't see any tachlis of tayf. That's the ched. He doesn't see a tachlis of tayf. And the first yisoid, if someone wants to get Olam Haba, is he has to be able to be makar this yisoid. He has to be able to be a kli to be mekabel v'atava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Hashem's going to give him atava. Hashem wants to give atava. But Hashem wants it to be a relationship. Hashem wants, if he's going to be mativ, he's going to give Olam Haba, he wants it to be not stam, just giving a matana. He wants it to be a relationship. That what do we do? What do we do to get it? Is that our avoida, and this is an equal part of the avoida of a yid in Olam Hazeh, is to be makir kol mada of Rachmanu L'tah, that everything is tight, everything that happens, to be able to be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a mativ, that's the first you side in getting a chelek l'olam haba. So the Ezes Hashem, we'll continue next week. I don't know if people are learning the parak or not, just, the Ezes Hashem next week we'll discuss is a number of Gemara that seem to be cholik on this yisod that we've discussed is Gemara Kedushin in Kedusha Lamitech that we mentioned, this Gemara in Rosh Hashana Yudayin. And Hashem, we'll continue. Vikar, we're going to be doing, I'll just say if people are going to be preparing, Vikar, we're going to be doing the Gemara's Keseder that has to do with the Tarak. You know, there's a lot of Agav Orchav, the material that's brought in, but the basic Mahalak being developed by the Tarak, so we'll try Be'ez Hashem to stick to that.